From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea fired another ballistic missile Friday, days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the reclusive state. South Korea's defense ministry denounced the missile launch, saying Pyongyang's actions threatened the peace and safety of the Korean Peninsula. Moon Sang-gun is a spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry.
우리 군은 최근 북한의 핵 미사일 개발 진척 상황을
He said our military is aware of the progress status of North Korea's recent nuclear missile development. This time's missiles launch by North Korea is a frontal attack against UN Security Council resolutions and a serious threat to the peace and safety of the Korean Peninsula. Our military is maintaining full readiness posture against any provocations from North Korea that threaten the security of the Republic of Korea. Military tensions have been soaring on the divided Korean Peninsula since the North carried out its fourth nuclear test on January 6, followed a month later by a long-range rocket launch that was widely seen as a disguised ballistic missile test. European Union leaders are meeting Friday with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to present a draft deal for the transfer of tens of thousands of migrants from the EU to Turkey. In a deal met with criticism by human rights advocates, the EU is expected to promise Turkey visa-free travel in the Schengen zone and an accelerated path to EU membership. Cyprus has raised objections because of Ankara's refusal to recognize its Greek-backed government, but reports say Cypriot leaders may be backing down on that point. VOA News. A U.S. man will spend up to 22 and a half years in prison for trying to recruit terrorist fighters and raise funds for the Islamic State. A federal judge in a Rochester, New York courtroom sentenced Mufid Elgid on Thursday. Prosecutors say Elga is one of the first Islamic State recruiters ever captured. He got caught trying to help two Federal Bureau of Investigation informants go to Syria in 2014 and join up with the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia says it's ending its major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A Saudi military spokesman, Brigadier General Akmal Asiri, told the Associated Press the coalition will continue providing air support to Yemeni forces and help build an army. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized the capital of Sana'a in 2014, sending President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi into exile in Saudi Arabia before returning to the southern port city of Aden. The fighting in Yemen, along with the Saudi-led airstrikes, have killed thousands, including 119 deaths during an airstrike on a market northwest of Sana'a earlier this week. U.S. President Barack Obama's trip to Cuba is being anticipated by many as a historic chance to thaw relations with Havana. Despite the reluctance of some in Congress, Obama has moved aggressively to restore economic and diplomatic relations with the communist island. Ahead of his visit, Obama accepted the invitation of Ilana Yarza of Havana to visit her home. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the president will arrive in Cuba Sunday with new regulatory reforms in place that will make it easier for Americans to visit.
We believe that engagement, including greater trade, travel, and ties between Americans and Cubans, is the best way to help create opportunity and spur progress for the Cuban people. And that's why, as part of his visit, the president will meet with civil society leaders, including human rights activists, who give voice to the aspirations of the Cuban people.
Both Democrat and Republican lawmakers will join Obama on the trip that some still oppose. U.S. Senators Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican, and Chris Murphy, a New York Democrat, have introduced a bill aimed at countering propaganda from Russia, China, and other countries. According to its sponsors, the legislation is aimed at improving the ability of the U.S. to counter foreign propaganda. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.